ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، زوجتي الغالية تعالي نتسابق، ما هي مفاتيح قلب المرأة؟ The title of our lecture today, The Keys for the Heart of the Woman. And which woman are we talking about? Your wife. There is no one from the human beings that we know greater than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among his greatness, the way he dealt with his wives, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of them. He dealt with them in the best and the most compassionate, understanding way. He was very gentle, he was very understanding, he was very merciful, he was very forgiving, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the point that he said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. He said, the best among you are those who are the best to their wives, and I am the best to my wives. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said that, just picture with me the impact of those words on his wives. When the wife hears her husband talking like that about her, look how proud she will feel, how confident she will feel, and how much love she will have for her husband. Brothers and sisters, any woman feels happy when her husband talks good about her, is proud of her. How about if he shows and reflects those feelings to her? It is like I'm looking at Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam right now when he was giving the final sermon. When he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Istawsu bin nisa'i khayra. Ittaqullaha fil nisa' fa innahunna 'awanun 'indakum." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the final sermon before he departed from this world, among his final advices, take care of your wives. They are like captives with you. Treat them good. Protect them. Take care of them. This is his final advice, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for us, men or husbands. So you can imagine the mercy and the greatness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has. Ignorant people, they say Islam did not take care of the woman, or Islam look at women as awkward, as in a way they oppress them and so forth, and they are deprived of their rights. And what a big lie. What a big lie for anyone who really, with an open mind, reads about the rights of women and how Islam dealt with women. Before you look into Islam and try to see what Islam did to women, let any of those people who claim that show us what their religion or what their faith did to women. Before you are attacked, you attack. If they tell you Islam did so and so to women, tell them, let's see, your honor, what Islam, what your faith did to women. Go ahead, tell us. Nothing there. Nothing to be proud of. No history whatsoever. In fact, if I were to build my religion in putting down other religions, I will grow up fast. But this is not how Islam. We talk about the goodness we have, and we're not going to put anyone down. We leave them and everyone for themselves, and we just show you what we have. If you got something good to show, then present it. and then we'll talk after that. As we mentioned, Islam, the mother. It's either the woman, your mother, and we know what Islam said about mothers. It's either your sisters, and we know what Islam told us how to take care of your kinship. She could be your daughter, and we know that one daughter can take you to heaven if you take care of her. And she could be your wife, and we know your wife is a part of you. She's created from you. Eve is created from Adam alayhi salam. So how can someone degrade himself? How can you degrade a part of you and mistreat something that is a part of you? If your wife is looked down upon, you're looked down upon. If your wife is respected, you're respected. It's the same way. Husband has good reputation, automatically the wife would carry that reputation with him, and vice versa. So Islam and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said what he said, he told us to the point that defending your wife to death, in case of an attack or in case of her honor or something like that, you go to heaven. If you die to protect your wife, you go to heaven. This is how much Islam takes for the wife. So this is the wife that we're talking about, and this is the woman that we are talking about, and this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said to his wife Aisha radiyallahu anha twice, let us race. He's going to fight the enemy. He is at a time of war, and look at the kindness he's dealing with his wife. Let us race. What a relaxed mind. Picture yourself in that predicament. Would you really have time or thought to say to your wife, tell the army, go forward, don't look back, I'm going to race with my wife? He lost the first time, he won the second time. Now, if you reflect on that, a prophet with this message for him, carrying a big message, taking care of an entire nation, has so many things to take care of. Yet he found some time to please his wife, to make her feel happy, to make her feel special. The entire army were left aside or set aside to show some care for his wife at that particular time, where it is understood if he doesn't do anything, she will understand that. But this is how the impact of this behavior, practical behavior, not just talk, not just take care of your women and we have nothing to look after or to look up to. He did what he did sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to look and understand that women are an honored creation that is part of us. They have feelings and they need to be understood. They are our partners in this life and they are our friend in this long journey, and they are the one who would help us in the time of calamities after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is sufficient to know that your spouse is like a house for you, a place to rest, a place to be pleased. Sakanun lakum, hunna mata'un lakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you to your wife and your wife to you is like a garment that is so close to your body. This is how your relationship with your wife. She is your garment and you are her garment. So after you know all of this, you enter with your house or your house and you carry all the meanings of love and affection and understanding and a great gift for your wife and a sweet word and a nice smile, and you see the result. What a happy ending and beginning will be at your house. Remember that. If you want to have peace and serenity, you better please your wife. Anyone disagree? Alhamdulillah. Anyone has pieces already? No one? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They're shy. We know that. Tayyib. I am going to talk to you about something that will please your wife if you do it. I want to give you the keys to the heart of your wife, where if you follow those, inshallah, you will capture her attention, your life will be changed, and you will have peace and happiness in your home. And believe me, most of the grouchy people that you see, they don't have a happy life at home. Most of the bosses, or so-called bosses, who like to be show everything, they're missing that at home. See, if you're not a boss at home, you've got to be a boss somewhere. So you either take it on your employees, or you take it on the people in the masjid, or you take it on, you've got to be a boss somewhere. You miss that position at home because your wife is the boss, then you have to come and take it on someone else. But you see a person who's living a relaxed life, he's leading a good life and happy life at home, he is easygoing usually. He comes to you talking and smiling and happy and everything, because a wife can honestly ruin your life or can make you live in heaven. It's very easy for you to live in heaven if you understand the keys to the heart of your wife, which we will be talking about inshallah. Most of people, most of the husbands, they injure the feelings of their wives with simple words or behaviors, not intended, but simply because they don't know the psychology and how to deal with women. They don't read about what pleases women, what displeases women. Many of you run away from that topic, even though you are in need for it. I give you an example. You want to say Alhamdulillah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why most of us, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, very few of my people grateful. Why? Many people out there, but few are grateful. Because in order for you to be grateful, you have to know what you need to be grateful for. If you don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do you know His ni'am? And if you don't know His ni'am, His bounties, how would you thank Him for it? You don't see one another coming and meeting another, Jazakallahu khairan brother. And he would look at you for what? Oh, you know, just Jazakallahu khairan. No one does that. So you want to say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah for what? You need to know the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so you can thank Him for it. The same thing with women, without comparison. You need to know what goodness they have so you can deal with it. You need to know what pleases them and what displeases them so you can live with them in the peace and serenity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about. You love Allah, you must know what He likes and what He doesn't like, so you do what He likes and stay away from what He doesn't like. The same thing, you love your wife, you better know this and you better know that, so that love will be there. Don't be like this great person who was sitting with his wife holding the marriage certificate and intensely staring at it. His wife, with her emotions and sensitivity and such, she was excited, so she came to him and she said, you know, whispering to him in a sweet voice, "Honey, my sweetheart, are you trying to remember the day when we got married, the sweet day when we first met and got married?" This man said, "No, I'm looking for the expiration date." Now, if you do that in a joking way, any wife would like that. But if you do that in a real way, I don't know. Even in a joking way, it might be hurting the feeling, looking for the expiration date. You know, that's one person, when I told him that, he started to think, is there really an expiration date? I said, you need to go to court and find out the judge who got you married there. Brothers and sisters, in simplicity, in simple way, the keys that we are talking about, it is a group of acts and sayings that women really desire to hear and that makes them feel good. So I want you to be steadfast in that, so you will please your wife and in turn you will please yourself. Number one, al-isgha. To listen attentively to your wife. I guarantee you, more than 90% of husbands don't listen to their wives when they talk. They either listen to them when they are ticking on the computer, or when they are eating, or when they are, you know, in the bathroom. Okay, in the bathroom. The point is, they don't really pay attention to them when they are talking. And this is very important for women, to see their husband paying attention to them when they are talking. So you make her feel like you caring for her. You're caring for her life. You're caring for the events that happens to her. And women like to go in fine details from A to Z. Men don't like to do that. They take shortcuts. How was your day? Fine, alhamdulillah. Khalas. Tell your wife how was your day and you'll see. She'll tell you from the time she left the house until the time she parked the car. Good and bad, in fine details. That's why you never win if you argue with your wife about good things and bad things you do. Because your wife remembers good. And she will tell you, day so and so, you did so and so, you did, you hurt me this, you did that, and you did that, and you'll be gone. And you did the same. And she'll tell you, I dare you, if you can come up with one. And say, and then the sheikh is going to tell you, see, brother, you don't have any proofs. Brother, men never really record everything down or try to intend to remember those incidents so they can come up and fight for it. Women have good memory when it comes to that. So she wants you to listen to her. And even though her topic may not capture your attention, or it might be silly in your opinion, you need to be patient, because this is part of happiness. You either do that or you're not going to be a happy person. She's going to get upset and she's going to have that in her heart, and she will not reflect any good to you. So when you sit with her and you listen to her attentively, you are creating a deep understanding in her heart that you care for her and for what happens in her life, and in turn she will be closer to you than before. So number one, listen to her. Now listen, don't misunderstand that. I don't mean listen to her, she is the boss. Listen to her stories and her life. But if she tells you don't go to the masjid, this is not a good story to listen to. We're talking about general topics that talks about. Second one, ta'yid. Support her. Affirm what she is doing. Which is, women really love to feel that her husband is behind her, supporting her, backing her up in her life, at her work, with what she does with the children. Everything that, show her the support that you are with her. Now, of course, you're not going to support in good and bad, but I mean, usually you're there for her to affirm everything that she does. Now, you know the saying that behind every successful man is what? A good woman? A woman. And behind every loser is what? Two women. We're talking wives, but don't jump off the topic. So if a woman, if your wife sees that you are supporting her in everything that she does, then this will give her the feeling and the strong character that she will be able to face challenges in this life with confidence in herself. It will increase her self-esteem because she knows that you're there to back her up. She can rely on you, and this is a good feeling. So listen attentively and support her. The third one is admiration. إعجاب. المرأة تعشق بأن ترى زوجها يعني يعشقها. Women love to see their husband desiring them, loving them the way they are. For example, they love to see you loving her the way she thinks. It's a tough one, but do that. I like the way you're thinking. You know, sometimes she may give you an opinion or a suggestion. That's why you really need to counseling. Ask your wife's opinion for anything that you want to do. Don't belittle that. You might think that she's not going to give me something better than what I'm thinking. Wallahi, many times they do give you good things. So if you admire the way she thinks, she suggests something. Don't say, that's a stupid suggestion. I can't believe you. Say, Wallahi, mashallah, it's a great suggestion. Inshallah, I would look into that. I'll see. Maybe I'll change this. Or maybe I'll tell my boss this and that. Or maybe I'll, if you're opening a business or something like that, show her that her suggestion has weight, has a value. You considered it. You listened to it. You might act upon it. Show her that. She would feel wonderful. Also, she cares to see you admiring the way she looks, the way she dresses, the way she fixes her hair, the way she cuts her hair. All of those things, if you don't pay attention to it, whether she's dressed up to you or not, it's the same reaction. You could probably enter the house and she had chopped her hair, you won't even notice it. And she'll be going left and right in the front of you to hear something from you, and you're just stuffing your head with the pot of whatever that food is, eating and everything, and then finally she would tell you, you didn't notice anything? What? So you live with your wife 20 years, you don't know when she cuts her hair? Does the hair have, well, I guess you got used to hijab so much, right? This really, I tell you what, in order for you to feel how others feel, you do it. You do what she does, and if she doesn't comment anything on that, I guarantee you, you will be hurt. And what is the comparison between her feeling and your feeling? Big deal, a lot. Also, show admiration with the perfume that she wears. Women love to do that. They love to dress good. They love to look good. They love to wear the perfume. If they wear perfume, right? Some of them don't even wear that. Because I had some complaints from brothers about their wives. They have no idea what perfume is. All you smell is food. Which is sometimes you like it if you're hungry, but once you have dinner and you want to go to bed, you don't want to smell food. So you're talking about perfume. She might go and buy the perfume. Why is she buying the perfume anyway? She's buying it for you. If you cannot tell the difference of the perfume that she usually wears and something new that she had, then definitely you are missing a lot and you go into her feeling. Also her character. She likes to see you admiring her character, the way she behaves, the way she deals, the way she handles herself. Add to that, khifidamha. You know, many wives, they like to please their husbands because they're good wives. They look good, they dress good, they may dance for their husband, they may dress for their husband in a provocative way. This is how they're supposed to do. If they want to go to heaven, this is an invitation to heaven, and it is a wonderful thing for you. So if your wife trying to be cute doing something like that for you, now you definitely have to pay attention not to hurt the feeling, because women in general sensitive for high weight and low weight. Whether she is fat or skinny, that's a major problem. So you picture your woman trying to do a show for you, and then you slam one of those big words. You look like so and so. Look at the feeling. And believe me, a lot of people do that. You may smile for it, but it is unfortunate. Someone trying to impress you, someone trying to suffice you from looking at haram, to do something that you will be rewarded for, to increase the love between you and her, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this behavior, and then you come and you make some negative comments about her. This is not right, not in the religion, not in real life, and not in the sight of any nobleman. Look at this woman trying to look cute to her husband and trying to basically revive or act like she wants to. He's playing with her, trying to show her like the first time that he met her and when they got married and all that. So he's just making a play with her. What is your name, sweetheart? He's telling his wife a nice night. She is dancing in front of him, and she said, "Ismi tilqa bil hadaiq bin zuhur." My name, you find it among the flowers in the garden or in the park. Look his quick answer, because he is such a wonderful husband. He said, "Barbish." He said, "Is it water hose?" Women like sense of humor. So if you have sense of humor, display it. Even if it is not such an impressive one, but when a person knows that you are joking, they take it differently. Women, brothers and sisters, she likes to see her husband admiring her in her knowledge, in her educational level. But sometimes too admiration in that fires back, especially if you are less. You see what I'm saying? If you have a bachelor degree, for instance, she has a master, and every time you tell her, "MashaAllah, you are very educated and everything," don't go overboard, because it might look down at you that you are uneducated, especially in times when she cannot win against you. This is what most people do. When they cannot win against someone, what do? They resort to something that they know it is very offensive, and they hit the person with it. But in general, a woman should be, your wife should be complimented about her educational level. You are, mashallah, you are understanding, you have studied, you have learned, you went to school, you know how to take care of the house, you know how to take care of the finances, you do your job right, and so forth. All of those comments will capture the heart of your wife, and that will lead to happiness. The fourth one, al-ihtimam. You want to pay attention to her. Now, if you show that to your wife, you will remove the so-called things or beliefs that is commonly spread and known among people, that men don't pay attention to their wives. Because this is the way it is in most cases, but you do that according to what you can understand. You take care of her and you pay attention to her as if she is the pivotal point in your life. Everything. Why are you doing this? I'm doing that for you, sweetheart. why you bought this? This is for you, a gift. All the time, make her show that you're building your home because of you. I'm doing this because I want to please you. And even if it is pleasing yourself, involve her with you. For instance, any computer experts here? I can tell. That's why we wait. Brother, what are you doing? He's hiding behind me. He's a computer expert, mashallah. Now, if your job is working with computers, you're going to go home and do what? Working on that computer. Your wife is talking to you and you're clicking on that computer. You're not paying attention to her. Or you like to work in the garden. Or you have to do something in the garden. You're digging everything and every day that. Your wife wants to sit with you, want to talk to you. You're always busy doing something you like. Now, you either leave that and go with your wife, which you might not be able to because your job requires that, or you need to do something else. Show her that you care for her. Why don't you tell her to sit next to you on that computer that she hates already, which you don't blame her, you shouldn't blame her for it, and show her something. Tell her, come here, read this. Why don't you see that? Oh, look at that. I'm going to show you some pictures. I'm going to show you some video. I'm going to let her get involved with something that you like and she doesn't like. Once she feels like you're making her share it with you, her idea and her opinion will change. Same thing, what's wrong with taking her to the yard and telling her, look, I got this flower here. Looks like you. Make sure it's not a bush. Something that smells good. It smells like the perfume that you have. I got this flower because I got this tree because I know you like so and so fruit, whatever fruit that she likes. Go buy that particular tree and plant it for her. I made this special, or before you make any design, everything, what do you suggest I should put that tree? Over there or over here? Some simple thing that makes you tell her that I care for you and you are important in my life and I want you to share. And it's something, look how silly it is if you ask her where you want that tree planted or where you want that flower to put. You want to put it here or put it in the front of the house? How the design you want it? You want it to make it a circle or a square? Just any something thing, and you'll find sweet results, and she will be even not only away from that, she will be sharing most of those things that you like to do with you. And the fifth one, ادفع بها للأمام. The fifth one is push her forward and make sure you're not on the cliff. ادفع بها إلى الأمام. Push her forward in everything good that she does. For instance, encourage her and let her know that she is the character that you've always been dreaming about. You are the one I always wanted to marry. Someone like you, with the character that you have. You have a strong character. I like that. You look confident. I like that. You dress neat all the time. I like that. Go to the fine details, even to the most intimate things between you and your wife, and compliment her for that. And you see the results. You will see the results so quick. You will see it. Even from your enemy, if you compliment him, you will see good results. Imagine, if you like, if you deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank, I'll give you more. Now, if your wife does something good, why can't you thank her for it? If you really like it and you want more of it, and you will definitely get it. Therefore, support her, push her, let her know that she is doing the right thing and you like what she is doing. All you have to do is say it and support it. And this is in emotional things, in intellectual things, in behavioral things, and in actions. Anything that you see from her, go ahead and give her support and show that, and you will find what? You will find your wife, her character grows better and better. She will be able to handle the house more. She will be attached to you more. And she will love you and please you a lot more than if you don't. Finally, افخر بها.
Ifkhar biha, be proud of her. She is your wife. If you're not proud of your wife, you're not proud of yourself. She's a part of you. So all the time, be proud of her, but in the right way. Don't go out to your friends and start commenting how happy you are with your wife and how beautiful she is and how good she is, and you think that you are being proud of her. No, I'm talking, giving example, like in front of your children. Let your children know that you love their mother. Let your children know that you trust their mother. Let your children know that she does a good job taking care of you. She supported me. She did everything here. She is the best woman I ever wanted. Let the children hear that. If the children hear that, more than likely they're going to go and tell her. And if she hears that through the children, she's going to love you too. Or sometimes, in front of the children, she's making a command. And the children are rejecting it some way or another. Stand up and support her. Listen to your mother. Do what she tells you. But Baba, you said, don't listen to me now. Your mom said, do this, go and do it. How the children see it, oh, wow, she is supported with someone. See how your wife would behave after she sees that support and that trust coming to her from you. And this is something that also many people fail to do in that aspect, especially in front of the children. So this will please her, this will nourish her atifa, her affection and her emotions, and strengthen the relationship with your children. And when the children know that you're supporting their mother, her word usually is not as strong as yours. When they know you're supporting your mother, her word will become heavy. If she tells your children something, they know that if they have to come to you, you're going to support their mother, therefore they will do it, and they will, and she will feel wonderful. So, افعل كل ذلك بنية صادقة حتى لا تظهر ممثل أو منافق. Do all of those with good intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, because خيركم خيركم لأهلي وأنا خيركم لأهلي. The best among you is the one to his wife. You're doing that because you're trying to duplicate the behavior and the act of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am trying to learn how to get into the heart of my wife because I want to please her, because I know if I do that, I get reward for that in the hereafter. At the same time, I will have, or I will reap the fruit from her, because these are the things that she likes. And when I please her, she's going to please me. Or at least, when she reads the ayat and the ahadith, do this to your husband, do this to your husband, you are so and so to your husband is so and so to you, she would not feel that it's a burden on her. She's doing it, but it's not out of her heart. It is not sincere, because she doesn't see all of those good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about. If Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if anyone is permitted to bow or to make sujood for anyone except Allah, the woman would be commanded to make sujood or bow to her husband. Now women, I don't want to say reject that, because any believing woman would not do that. This is kufr. But they will swallow it, but without really enjoying it. Why? Because they reflected. They look at their husband. Bow for him? You know, that's what most of them do when, like in case of arguments or divorce or something, this is what they say. It is not, he's not like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's not like the Sahaba. He doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. And they are right. Because most of us, it seems like we attack them from that angle. You should do, you should do, you should do, because I am, I am, I am. Well, why don't you show her who is she? Why don't you show her how you feel about her? Why don't you care about her feelings, about her emotions, about her existence? Why you prefer things over her? What do you think the difference between having a second wife or married to your computer? What's the difference?
You know, having your wife here, and you are in the second room hugging the computer 24 hours. That's worse than a second wife. Because you're hugging a computer at least, it's not a living thing. So, I don't want to compare that, but what is worship? You doing something instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or something taking you away from doing your job toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a similar fashion, what is abandoning your wife? It's either you are with another woman, or you're doing something else that takes all of her rights away from her. And that can be, just like I mentioned, a computer, it can be your work, it can be anything that makes you ignore your wife. So, I'll go over again those keys for the heart of your wife. Number one, listen to her attentively. Number two, support her and affirm her behavior. Number three, be fond of her or be proud of her or show admiration of her. Number four, show her great attention or pay great attention to her in everything that she does. And number five, push her forward. This is most of you liking that. Push her forward. Now, forward in everything positive that she does. And finally, be proud of her. Be proud of her. It is sufficient to know that she is the mother of your children. She is the wife. You are the one who picked her, right? She didn't pick you. So if you complain, complain about yourself. Go slap yourself and you say, I made a decision or whatever. You're the one who picked her, so it must be good. And continue that good. And remember, most of the miseries that you see around in the families, it is simple issues. Wallahi, I look at divorces and I see cases, you kind of laugh about what the problem between them. Simple, ridiculous things that if anyone gives up his ego, he will solve the problem. And give up your ego to who? To your wife. You're ready to give up your life to her to protect her. And now in a small issue, you're not willing to compromise? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger tells you, if you argue with another person, I guarantee heaven for you, a place in the middle of the heaven for you if you leave argument when you know you're right. This is with outsiders. Can you imagine if you do such a thing with your wife? Look at the rewards. This is like a person taking the money and helping every stranger outside when his cousin or his uncle or some of his relatives is deeply in debt, deeply poor, and they're not giving him anything. And I guarantee you, many of us doing that. Let him work, let him do this, he's not poor, he's not that. Where sadaqah is allowed for him or for them, yet he takes the money and prefers to give it outside, contrary to the religion. Same thing. You're willing to compromise for strangers, but for your wife, you're not willing to do that. All I can tell you is, if you are like that, is what? Shame on you. Shame on you, shame on you. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. I'm gonna leave some time if you have any questions relating to the topic, inshallah. Go ahead and ask, and either internet or present.